A Montana judge is fining one of the state's most well-known dark money groups for illegal campaign activity. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock handed down the $260,000 penalty to American Tradition Partnership this week. The nonprofit has made headlines in recent years for sending out anonymous political mailers and for successfully challenging some of Montana's election laws. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says this week's fines come as American Tradition Partnership appears to be quietly dissolving.
American Tradition Partnership, ATP for short, still has a functioning website. Although the last post is from January of this year. And if you call the number at the bottom of the page...
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
The fine is against the corporation.
That's Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell. The ironic thing about this $260,000 fine is it comes from a lawsuit ATP originally filed. Over the last couple years, the nonprofit has had some high-profile success in challenging Montana's election laws, including a lawsuit which gutted the state's century-old ban on corporate campaign spending. ATP was trying to do more of the same in this case that Judge Sherlock ruled on this week. But this time, it totally backfired for ATP. Over the course of the suit, the Political Practices Commissioner filed a number of counterclaims against ATP, and what Judge Sherlock did was throw out ATP's original claims and agree with some of the counterclaims brought by the commissioner. That's where this $260,000 fine comes from, saying ATP sent anonymous attack mailers against at least 10 candidates in 2008 without ever reporting any of those expenditures. That's illegal. And Judge Sherlock goes so far as to call it a deliberate attempt to evade Montana's campaign requirements. But as for assessing that fine...
The fine is against the corporation.
We come back to this.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
ATP's former executive director, Donnie Ferguson, left earlier this year. No one has been appointed to replace him. The group's former attorney, James Brown, said back in January ATP was no longer active. He suggests it could be hard to collect the fines. Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell says he will be looking at his options.
What our office and the other parties will have to decide is whether or not we're going to also ask that the fine be applied against the officers and directors of the corporation, and we may.
He says the individuals on ATP's 2008 board of directors are known. For now, Commissioner Modell is focusing on complaints from the 2010 election. He has already ruled in that election, ATP moved from just sending attack mailers to fully coordinating with candidates the group supported, also illegal. Modell says any fines from these cases may be applied not only to ATP, but to those candidates. He says therein lies a message to 2014 candidates.
They need to be careful when they're dealing with nonprofit corporations that come to them and say, we want to help you.
But whether American Tradition Partnership will be one of those corporations spending in the next election, that's still not clear.
We're sorry.
I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.